If someone offered to give you a 19-foot-tall giant, you would probably want to get several details before accepting the gift. This man didn't hesitate when offered the gift, and this town has never been the same since. The story of the giant who made the trip downstate from Chicago is this edition of The American Countryside. Planting season is just around the corner now, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you of my friends at Wilcross. It's the brand we've used on our farm for over two decades. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities. You can get the details by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. Of course, if you are a corn grower, keep in mind my friends at AgriGold, the corn specialist. When all you do is corn, you can look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. To find out more about the new giant hybrids that are standing out in yield trials, go to AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. Bill Thomas well remembers the day when he went to the home of Atlanta, Illinois' mayor with some big news.
Mayor Martin, I've just gotten a phone call. Would you like to have a 19-foot-tall statue of a man holding a hot dog in downtown Atlanta? And what I most appreciate about the mayor is he only hesitated for 2 or 3 seconds and said yes.
About 150 of the fiberglass Paul Bunyan statues were made in the 1960s.
Their original purpose was to be used as roadside advertising. This one originally was placed at a muffler shop, and the giant actually held a muffler in his hands.
When the muffler shop failed, a hot dog stand owner purchased the 19-foot-tall giant.
And as a gimmick to get people to come to his hot dog stand, he bought the giant, switched out the muffler, and put a giant hot dog in his hands. And he stood in front of this hot dog stand in Cicero, Illinois, on Route 66 for well over 40 years.
Arthur Stevens closed the stand and donated the giant to Atlanta, Illinois, to put along old Route 66. But how do you move a 19-foot-tall giant?
Fortunately, he comes apart. The hot dog comes off, and then he breaks into two pieces. So he was put on a flatbed trailer and hauled down the interstate here to town.
Now the Bunyan giant, holding the hot dog, overlooks Route 66 in this small town.
He's probably the biggest claim to fame we now have, because there aren't that many of these giant statues left, and everybody who knows anything about Route 66 is always looking for them. So he attracts a lot of people.
In fact, this giant is one of three that remains in the state of Illinois. Traveling the countryside in Atlanta, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.